Chris Smith, the manager of Abundant Life, a hearth product seller in Chichester, is here for one reason.
Here to sell your wood stove.
Smith sells fireplace inserts, pellet stoves,
the Harman XXV or the Harman P68.
Wood stoves in soapstone or cast iron.
What this is a Hearthstone Heritage.
But one thing all his customers share is thrift.
They want the best deal for the buck. We have so many people coming in nowadays saying, you know, they're getting their oil prices in and it's skyrocketed over the last couple of years. So they're coming in to find an alternative heat source.
For most sales, it's Yankee frugality that gets the customer through the door. But here's the rub.
It's not to be taken lightly, even though most of us think of wood as being this warm, appealing way of getting heat in our homes. We need to recognize that it has some serious health effects from the emissions.
Janice Nolan is the assistant vice president with the American Lung Association. She says the science is piling up, showing that breathing in the little unburned particulates in wood smoke isn't particularly good for you.
And particulate matter has recently been determined to be a cause of cancer. It also causes heart attacks and stroke, causes difficulty breathing, asthma attacks, and early death.
This led seven states, including all of the New England states except New Hampshire and Maine, to sue the EPA, prodding them to update their long overdue rules. A draft of the new rule came out in January and will become final next year. After 5 years, the pollution standard will get tighter. For wood stoves, the first step shouldn't be hard to make. Stoves are already regulated. New ones burn between twice and 15 times as cleanly as any stove built in the early 80s, and many already burn cleanly enough to meet the new standard until it ratchets up in 2020. But a whole class of wood burners is still totally unregulated. Wood boilers.
This is the main firebox, and it is clad with these, we call them aprons.
Scott Nichols is the owner of Tarm Biomass in Lyme. He sells some of the cleanest wood boilers on the market. The hunk of iron he's showing off has sensors in the smokestack, and it automatically adjusts airflow to make sure it's reburning as many of the particulates out of the smoke as possible. But even so, standing in his showroom, he's not sure it will pass.
It might. It's
it
hard
might.
To say.
It yeah. might, but I'm doubtful.
But is it like that one?
That one will not, and that one will not.
Right.
So 2/3 of our boilers, I think, absolutely will not pass.
And any that do pass next year, he's sure won't pass 5 years later. But he still approves of the push to clean these boilers up.
I think the regulations are absolutely a good idea.
Nichols says some of the cheaper, dirtier outdoor wood boilers send up big plumes of smoke and have caused public battles between neighbors.
We can't make our neighbors sick while we greedily use cheap heat. It's just not a fair way to exist.
But manufacturers are much less rosy. John Crouch, spokesman for the National Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, which represents wood stove manufacturers, says the proposed rules have stove and boiler manufacturers on pins and needles. He says the EPA still hasn't selected which test it will use to measure pollution and hasn't decided how long manufacturers will have to get compliant once the final rule is written.
The rule is full of those things that as we read through them, we're just flabbergasted.
There are somewhere between 6 and 9 million non-EPA certified stoves still in use today that have been chugging along since before 1988. On the flip side, people have bought only around 3 or 4 million certified ones. Crouch says a lot of work still needs to be done just to get people to replace their old wood stoves with ones that make the current standard, which are dramatically cleaner.
And so if we make new wood stoves more expensive 5 years from now, we can't help but think that that will slow that process down.
There are no solid numbers on how much more stoves will cost under the strictest proposed rule, but wood stove manufacturers throw around numbers of around 20 to 25%. Chris Smith, the wood stove salesman, says he does occasionally get people in the door, and usually they're older, who suffer from a bit of sticker shock.
I mean, you always have some customers that say, well, I don't understand why they're so much more than they used to be.
But Smith says he educates. He explains the new stoves burn more efficiently and can heat the same house with less wood. And generally, folks come around.
Pretty much everybody understands, you know, it's a cost of business.
And anyway, wood stoves might be beside the point. Smith says these days about 75% of his sales are pellet stoves. A lot of customers like the convenience and cleanliness of pellets compared to cordwood. And many pellet stoves already burn cleanly enough to pass whatever test the EPA chooses. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.